The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 as well. The visibility while spraying is great, is what one of the High Plains Apache customers told us about how much he loves the Apache sprayer. And had a hard time actually, you know, just saying one thing. I'm going to tell you a couple of things, but he said the visibility while spraying is greatest. He said, as far as I'm concerned, the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in. Now, that's not a salesman from High Plains Apache telling you that. That's someone that owns it. That's lived it. And we get great comments like that. High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company that others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Drift is always a worry to producers. So Apache has an electronic drift management system. They can tell you about it at High Plains Apache, allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. One example of some of the features. They're on East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 Frontier, highplainsapache.com, or stop and see them. They'd like it if you come see them. Come on over to Mandan. Say hi to the guys. At High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Let's get rolling with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Here's the guest host today from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Oil Can, the man that will be presiding over the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference next month in Bismarck, where thousands of folks will descend on the community. Here he is again, Ron Ness. Ron.
Have you got me now, Todd?
You got a button there.
We're good. It's all coming up.
If I ever forget, there's buttons right here too. It's on, off.
And I'm still flustered over this 5 inches of snow in Belfield.
I know that's
today.
Throwing me off too. It's like, wait a minute, what month is this? It's almost May, for crying out loud. Needs to stop.
I'm just hoping my daughter's mother sent enough clothes along with them to play tennis in Jamestown today, because they think they're going to play, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, maybe not, right?
So we have another great guest this half hour. We've got Blue Halsey. He's the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for Continental Resources, who, of course, is a big player in the Bakken and oil shale across the country. And, Blue, I know you're an Oklahoma guy, and you hunt quail, and I saw you shot a turkey last weekend, but can you really beat a North Dakota pheasant hunt?
You know, Ron, I was told early on to really not talk about how good the pheasants are in North Dakota, because it's just a secret we shouldn't really tell people. So I just tend to say it's good, you should go check it out, but not overplay it, you know. It's one of those things that lifetime experience, and every time I get an opportunity to go up there and hunt pheasants, I'm always in.
That is solid advice to an out-of-state hunter, is that? Enjoy what you do, but keep it to yourself. So,
that's right.
we've got a couple of questions that have been emailed in for you, Blue. The first one is about the export ban, and you know, what do you see as the long-term effects of that? And you saw that Hess exported 175,000 barrels last week into the Netherlands, actually. You were a critical component of that, along with Harold Hamm last year and really many people in our congressional delegation. What's your view of how this is all going to play out, and what's it mean to the Bakken?
Well, you know, we saw, and you're absolutely right. We your congressional delegation, both senators and Congressman Kramer were excellent on this particular issue. We saw actually what has happened is your spread between WTI and which is your price your Cushing price versus Brent, your world price, you had a pretty wide spread that continued, and that was detrimental to North Dakota producers, North Dakota tax base, North Dakota. It just harmed across the board. And what happened, you saw that as soon as exports were allowed, you saw those spreads come together within 11 trading hours after it was passed. So really an implication, a true implication of price, a world price standard of allowing our crude or the Bakken crude, which is a hugely a great product, to be now utilized at a world price, helping the state, helping the economy of the American economy, quite frankly.
Blue, you've been over to Israel and you've met with Netanyahu, and what's his view on where do they want to get their energy from going forward?
We should say that Harold met with Netanyahu. I just happened to be in the room, so he wasn't meeting with me. But I can tell you, American energy is a stabilizing force in the world, quite frankly, Ron. And what North Dakota is doing and that impact on that can't be overstated. The fact that, I mean, you see it every day in the news, the fact that you've got fluctuations in oil markets all over the world, and what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, and the fact that American production has, and now that we have the ability to take that production in other places, we've actually calmed the world markets. We all remember when we would have a flare up and all of a sudden you'd have a spike in oil prices just from a geopolitical flare up, one way or the other. And we've really seen a calming of world markets. And now I think you can really, thank America for that, American producers. And what, the second part of that is what's that brought? Is that it's brought American jobs, brought, American industry. We're now on that world playing field. We used to be a taker, and now we're in the ability to give energy out.
Blue, Harold, over the last couple of weeks has been pretty bullish on oil prices going into the end of 16 and 17. What's Continental's activity right now, and really what have you done with your budget for North Dakota, and what do you guys see happening the rest of this year and into next year?
Well, Harold has said publicly we see 60 at the end of the year. That's where he sees it coming up to. I'll tell you what, from a budget level, we've reduced our CapEx spend, and I think everyone has. Everyone's trying. In these times, you try to just stay cash flow neutral. You try to get your bottom line to where you're not losing money. We made a public statement. I think the first quarter of we're cash flow neutral at 37 WTI. You reduce spending, you reduce your rigs, you get as low as you can, and then try to reduce costs. The good thing about where we are is we're a low cost operator to begin with. That's the way Harold has run his company. He's still in charge, and you know him as well as I do, Ron. Harold pays attention, and it's his baby, and he's watching. So
Blue, I think you guys are the only one of the only companies that you have not done a reduction in force across the board, right?
We have not done an overall reduction in force, no.
Yeah,
no.
And that's a great commitment by Continental, I think, to keeping the hands on the deck and trying to do what you can to reduce your costs and get through this. We're coming up on a break here, and I think the question that we're going to talk about when you come back is, you know, we got an email question, and what should the legislature and the state be doing to ensure that they get this investment back when the prices recover? Where's the Bakken rank in terms of your economic opportunities in the Oklahoma Scoop and the Stack and the other places that, like the Eagle Ford and the Permian? How do we ensure that those investments come back here to North Dakota? I think that's something that's going to be a lot of discussion about that. What do all of these federal regulations mean? And we're just continuing to see such a deluge of those types of issues. Your thoughts on just these federal regulations and how this really grows into this? I think we got about a minute here, Blue.
Well, I'll tell you, Ron, this is death by a thousand cuts from the federal administration, and from a legislative standpoint, we can touch on this much more, but I'll tell you, that's one place I think that the state needs to be looking at is how do we create reasonable regulation within the state. We're being overwhelmed with the deluge of federal regulations that keep coming, and with really no underlying science, no underlying, it's an anti-fossil fuel movement that's coming from Washington, and we've got to do whatever we can to defend that off.
Do you guys see that, you know, all of these rules come up, and we'll talk about this when we get back, but there's always a hidden cost behind each one which impacts your ability to get through these periods like that. So with that, we'll be back after the break.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know what affordable energy means? Jobs. A growing economy. That's what comes from affordable energy. It's an impact on your pocketbook and my pocketbook. It's a very important deal. But just think about it. Has a manufacturing facility
And to have affordable energy is very important to allow for the capital to expand, hire more people. And the opposite means we got to downsize. We got to shrink. We got to charge more for our products. That's why affordable energy is so important to every one of us. It really is. And it's one of the reasons that I am focused like a laser beam on this clean power plan and what the federal government is trying to do, not just to the coal industry in North Dakota, our late night industry responsible for great jobs, great folks, great companies, partnerships with the power companies, you know, a lot of good things there. But I'm talking about ripple effects like you can't believe. It's real. Find out more about how you can join this effort at Secure Energy Future to say, no, I'm standing up for affordable energy. I'm standing up for reliable energy, and I'm not going to take the federal government for no good reason, for no all pain and no gain, and let you get by with this. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Do me a favor. Check it out. It's a great resource, and you can let your lawmakers know what you think at SecureEnergyFuture.org. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. Once again, your guest host for today's program, Mr. Ron Ness.
Our guest this half hour is Blue Halsey, the Government Affairs, Vice President of Government Affairs for Continental Resources. And, Blue, we've got a lot of ground to cover here in a short time. I think one of the big questions in North Dakota is the production and the ability to sustain this production and the tax revenues going forward. What do you guys project going forward with 26 rigs?
Well, your decline curve in the Bakken is pretty quick, and that's one of the things that we went up early and talked to EIA and DC when we looked at the overall production of the United States and the anticipation of where we're going to be in a year with these rig counts. And truly, they weren't using the decline rate. When we talk about these wells, they do decline early. So you've got to keep rigs running. So you've got an inevitable loss of production within the state because of the amount of rigs. That's going to decline. It's going to take a pretty decent ramp up in rig numbers to maintain a certain level. We're not at that specific number off the top of my head, but we're not there. 26 or 29 rigs, wherever we got going right now, there's a decline in production in our future.
I think having this. Everyone be aware of that as we go forward. We're gonna begin losing production. It appears it's kind of like, you know, you can get your batting average up pretty early, pretty easily in April or May in the big leagues, but you get to August and September and all of those wells are declining with not enough new wells coming on, and it gets harder and harder to move that curve up. One of the other topics, last week Harold Hamm came out and endorsed Donald Trump, and I know that you've been in and met with pretty much all of the presidential candidates. What are your thoughts on Mr. Trump and some of the others?
You know, I'll tell you what, Ron, it's real interesting. We talked about earlier about regulation, and Harold's first and foremost a businessman, and when we take a look at the candidates and understand what's going on in America, we've got a federal government that's doesn't understand the fact that we've got a struggling middle class and a struggling economy because of the regulations that are put on business. And what happens is you've got candidates out there that have never run a business, never paid a payroll. And I think that's one of the things that has attracted Harold to Donald Trump. I think he's had the opportunity to be a business, be in business. He's had successes, he's had failures, just like, you know, everybody has. And I think that's one of the things that, when we talk about regulation, talk about the impact, it's really a sign that, hey, look, this guy understands he's going to listen to business within those specific sectors. You know, Donald Trump's not an energy guy, and he'll tell you that, but he's going to get guys that are energy guys to advise him on what should happen and how his administration should go forward. So I think that's one of the big things that has attracted Harold to Mr. Trump.
Blue, we were talking a little bit previously about Clinton and Bernie Sanders in New York last week, kind of trying to outdo each other on their opposition to fracking, and really, ultimately, that to me, that means energy production in America. What do you see as the ramifications of that in Oklahoma and across the country as they continue talking that way?
Yeah, and I think you're right, Ron. It's not they use the word fracking as energy production. They don't delineate between what actually hydraulic fracturing is or stimulating a well versus any other energy production. I think it's anything that brings oil and gas out of the ground. I think they are just fundamentally against, and it's this climate agenda that is anti-American. It's just and it's a false sense of how we're getting energy. It's this a misunderstanding of the entire process. So the fact that they're trying to out anti-frack one another, it's just a fundamental misunderstanding of the entire energy process. And I wish they would take some time and learn what we're doing. I think it'd be helpful for everyone involved, Democrats included. I mean, we've got, they should ask Heidi Heitkamp. She can tell them all about it and tell them what we're doing in North Dakota.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think in education, 95% of the oil we produce in North Dakota every day is done from Bakken wells that essentially we've been doing hydraulic fracturing in North Dakota since the 50s or the 60s. It's really, that's just the word that sticks on the wall. It's energy production that seems to be this opposition to, and it doesn't matter if it's oil or coal or natural gas, but we somehow have to do a better job of educating them. We got to get the Kathy Nessets of the world out there talking about the value to our country in terms of energy production.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Blue, we talked about the 26 rigs and in the recovery time and your thoughts in 2017. How long do you see a recovery kind of taking place where you guys get back to maybe where you were on your CapEx in North Dakota?
As far as the specific time, I think we are, when prices do come back, it is going to take some time. We've got some drilled but uncomplete wells within the state. Of course, you look at that and bringing those wells on. But again, those are you're paying for that those stimulations. You've also got to look at how you're paying off debt as well from a corporate standpoint. So I think you look at all of those. It all depends on how quickly it comes back. If you have a big V spike of prices, I think that increases your ability to add rigs. I think if you have a longer term lower stable price, but if it goes up.
All right, Blue, we're going to have to wrap up here. Thanks for being our guest, and we look forward to seeing you when it's not snowing in Belleville.
Well, we'll do it. I appreciate it, Ron.
Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of Easy Riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tell my wife, but when I cruise into PetroServe USA, every once in a while, I'll pick up a package of those Hostess donuts. Oh, they're so good. She would say, oh, you and your sweet tooth. $3.69 each all month long at PetroServe USA location. 24 packs of Coke products are $6.99. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. They're a great deal as well. And, of course, that 4 for $4 special all day, every day. They're also the folks that give you choice at the pump, everywhere from, E10 all the way up to E85. They do it there, and you'll find a PetroServe USA location from the shadow of the Capitol over in Mandan all the way down I-94. You can find them in Valley City and Castleton and West Fargo and Fargo, and keep going on Highway 10 into Moorhead, and you'll find them at Tilworth as well. A lot of locations of PetroServe USA up in Grafton, down in Wampanoag, and PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. And they're the folks that help connect North Dakota's oil fields and North Dakota's cornfields. So you tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today is at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Just to hear him hoot and holler, he loves getting your texts, is worth it. 701-226-8503. Back to Ron Ness, our guest host for today's What's on Your Mind. Ron?
John, I was thinking we're going to have a little Prince today. My song is 1999.
You're not Princed out yet, huh?
I'm not Princed out.
People are on the fence. That's one of those polarizing things. People are either on the fence about that and don't want any more, or, hey, how come we're not? I've got them all right here, so, I mean, I can do that.
That was pretty good. Pretty quick, by the way.
Yeah, about rare, huh?
Certainly, if you're in the old days
where I had to go back and look for the right record and cue it up and all that stuff, you know, that would have been...
If you're a
much easier than a computer.
If you're a middle '80s graduate, you certainly brings back memories.
Class of '82, yeah. Here, so I remember.
We have a caller from Lowell with a question from Fargo. Can you play that one?
Go ahead, let's go to him. Lowell, you are on What's in Your Mind. Do we have
Lowell? Waiting. Am I on?
Now you're on. There we go. Sorry about that.
Okay, I just heard Doug Burgum on another program, and I called in, didn't get to talk to him, but I just wanted to say that I think the guy is a complete liar. His ad about Stengem being in favor of Obamacare is so far from the truth that it just hurts, and a conservative blogger, Rob Port, has called him a liar, and Senator Judy Lee, a Democrat from Grand Forks, has called him a liar. I wish he'd just take the ad off, period. Either he's too ignorant to think the people of North Dakota won't get wise to him. another.
All right,
thing
Lowell. Thanks for your comment. And certainly, it is the political season, and candidates are going to spar back and forth. And I guess
and it's only April 26th.
It's only April. It's going to get.
I know we have a primary, then it's going to level off a little bit. But you know, as we get to November, it's really going to heat up.
Just wait until Trump and Hillary start going at it. So, but Lowell, thanks for your comment. And
well, you're going to. Making an assumption.
There's going to be discussions both ways. I am making an assumption. I think that they
or is it a prediction?
I don't know. I just, it's the way that things are looking.
I know.
Yes. So,
so you're not feeling the burn? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I think he's been good to have in the debate and good for the discussion. And it's been rather interesting, but it seems like.
Certainly making Hillary nervous because, she was the heir apparent two elections ago. And then somebody else got in. Now she's the heir apparent of that party, at least.
And there's somebody else again. The one thing about politics is you just never know.
Exactly.
If you think you knew a year ago it was going to be,
Go back to 92. Right. Who was Bill Clinton in late 90, early 91? A blip on the radar, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere.
I think the thing about this process is typically the people decide. There can be all kinds of rhetoric, like Lowell said, but at the end of the day, everybody's going to get their, get their shots in and respond one way or another. But people generally decide. They pick their option, and I think everybody's got to get out and vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain.
Exactly.
I think that's the number one issue, and certainly.
Can you recall another election where people were this fired up so far in advance?
Absolutely.
The presidential election, like 16, 17 months in advance, people were fired up. Can you remember one? Most active people really weren't thinking that far ahead unless it's just an incumbent getting reelected.
It certainly makes talk TV really easy every day. They don't need to go searching
for more
stories every day.
More importantly, talk radio.
Oh, well, talk radio. You guys are always talking about things of critical importance here. We have a guest. Manny, do we have John on the line yet?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, John. John Gerdes is the managing director for the KLR Group out of Houston. John is going to be one of our keynote speakers at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. John is an energy analyst and I think one of the premier energy analysts on oil shale companies. And, John, I got to ask, the floods in Houston were terrible last week. Were you or your family impacted?
Only modestly. Thank you for asking. It was about as intense of a storm as we've had. Alliston was a big one quite a few years ago, but we've had a few of these, last Memorial and this one. But thanks for asking. And it's in a city, we have to recover, right? That's what we all do. So city's recovering.
Well, I guess speaking of recover, do oil stocks have a future recovery opportunity in them, or what's your outlook?
Sure, and I'll truncate a few comments and stop and let you all direct this where you'd like to go. I mean, we've moved. I mean, we're 44 rounded off, about $44 WTI. I mean, that's up from a couple of months ago now, $26 oil, where it looks like this cycle may have based. So a big move, and interestingly, energy stocks have, off of an atrociously low base, but energy stocks are up, almost 80%. So we have seen improvement. This is justified. We think in the fundamental landscape that this is justified. Like energy, it all kind of happens at one time sometimes in terms of energy stocks. But we do think a better environment for oil prices and, frankly, a better environment for Williston Basin development should develop as we move over the course of this year and really more intensely in 17 and 18.
John, have the energy stocks and the companies with a focus in the Bakken been impacted differently than other energy companies, maybe in the Permian or those that don't have assets in both?
Yes, they have. And essentially what has happened is in this, what has been, and really right now continues to be, really anything much below, definitively below 50, but really arguably below 60, is a fairly uneconomic environment, generally speaking. The Williston Basin is the most oil-dominant basin that's being executed in shale plays in the country. But what comes with that is about $10, round numbers, about $10 more cost intensity. And so what happened to those players is they were incrementally negatively impacted, their stocks, and frankly, the perception around their business prospects with this downdraft because of that more elevated capital or cost intensity. But again, as you know, we see a recovery, they arguably will be differentially advantaged going a positive direction as well.
There's a lot of talk about Iran and about inventories. And are you predicting another, downward movement in the market as we move out of spring into summer?
No. No. And look, that is one of the real fascinating elements about analyzing oil markets is that there are definitively, here again, known unknowns. We don't have precision around exactly what Saudi's productive behavior. Iran doesn't have a complete gauge of where their trajectory is. We have a framework in place. We think it's a rational framework. We think Iran will be back to pre-sanction levels in early 17 rather than tomorrow. It just takes time. But no, the fundamentals are reconverging, all indications back to balance. And we think as we get in the early part of next year, we're going to be basically inflecting towards global balances in oil. But there are a number of unknowns. But we are seeing convergence. And so this improvement in price, we think, is very rational, very fundamentally supportable.
One of the things that we've been talking about today a little bit, John, is when you see a bounce back in companies like Continental or other companies, EOG, and those companies with a lot of assets in the Bakken and the Permian and the Eagle Ford and maybe in the Scoop and the Stack in Oklahoma, where are they going to deploy those resources first? Are you looking at that and how we're going to be impacted here?
I mean, you know, you have a number of really elevatedly capable operators domiciled in Williston, as you referenced, or in some other areas as well. And EOG and Continental are examples of those kind of, and Oasis, which has a concentration in the Williston Basin, we see in their true capital intensity, and we reverse engineer the actual numbers to get at the actual capital intensity. We see a highly competitive business proposition. What you have in this country is you have in certain areas of the Permian Basin, most specifically areas, certain sub areas of the Midland Basin, and you have certain areas of the eastern trend of the Eagle Ford that do look like they have asset yields through the demonstrated execution that are differential. And those kinds of areas, those highest quality areas, arguably break even, you know, in a 55 to 60 kind of realm. The Williston Basin is really a region that is more mid-60s to upper 60s for break even. So it does demand an incremental oil price other than those areas. But what I think is really coolly fascinating about the Williston Basin is when you look at the U.S. and you look at the Williston Basin and then you look at all the other regions of the world outside the OPEC Gulf states, arguably the Williston Basin sits at that nexus of basically marginal global oil supply, which basically means that if global demand is growing, then at some level Williston Basin production needs to grow. And that's actually what we see. In the latter part of the decade, we see stability, a trough established in 2017, and then some acceleration and growth to the mid to upper single digits in the latter part of the decade. And we think that's, again, appropriate because in the cost curve, we think the Williston actually sits at that kind of nexus of global, not national, but global oil supply, which means that the Williston Basin should be a region that longer term is capitalized to modest growth.
Thanks, John. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the break. But I think it's fascinating where we've become a player in the world on our oil stage. We'll be back right after this break.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so is Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. And my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code Scott at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you've been driving US 85, you've probably seen efforts along the roadway, part of cleanup week. Cal Kluin and the crew at the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, in partnership with a lot of good groups, including Ron Nessus, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and many, many, many others, are doing some cleanup this week, which is really great. It really is a neat thing. A lot of pick up the patch efforts that are going on out there, but this week is specifically focused on US 85 week all the way through the 30th. Call a Cal if you want to participate and haven't had a chance to find a role for yourself yet. Maybe say, hey, where can you plug us in? We're good to do it. Cal@trexpressway.com. Cal@trexpressway.com or call them at 701-523-6171. Back to more. What's on your mind? Final segment for a Tuesday with my guest host today, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron?
I want to put in a pitch for the cleanup week out west and our pick up the patch events. Obviously, this is not great weather for those events this week, and it's hard to pick up the patch when there's 5 inches of snow over it. But I want to push out to all of our companies.
You're fixated on that, aren't
you?
That's
just amazing.
There is an irony to that. Yeah.
So, we want to get all the companies out. Our guest for the last segment here, we continue with John Gerdes. He's the managing director for the KLR Group, one of the premier energy analysts on the oil shale side. And John, one of the great questions here is we were at 186 rigs about 15 months ago. Today we're at 26 rigs. What's the new normal look like? As you're talking about recovery and on the price side, what's the new normal going to look like in the Williston Basin?
When we look at this and we look at, you know, step back and say one thing in kind of a global context. What it looks like is the U.S. needs to be, if you assume plus or minus about 1 million barrels a year in global oil demand, and you basically, and that's largely our forecast now, well, it is our forecast plus or minus through the balance of the year, non-OPEC is effectively looks like responsible, use that word, for about half of it. Excuse me. And as of non-OPEC, really that's all the U.S. So the U.S. needs to capitalize basically this industry to about 500,000 barrels per annum of liquids growth, largely oil growth. So with that said, and designing around these businesses, kind of the behavior between cash generation and capital spending puts you kind of in an 80-85 mid-cycle view of oil. And what that would do is that would take us back to about two-thirds the number you just referenced, about 110, 120 oil rigs in operation. And we think actually we could be back at those kinds of levels, say, in the early part or in 2018. And obviously most recently, as of last week, according to Baker Hughes count, we have 26 rigs. So we think we walk a road that walks back about two-thirds of that level of activity, Ron, you just referenced, out in 2018, and that's in the 110, 120 realm versus the 26 presently. And again, that then sets the conditions to the Williston to be part of that overall growth in U.S. and overall growth in global oil supply.
So at 120 rigs, give or take, 15 or so, can we hold our production with the efficiencies and move those rigs will continue to stay more in the core, or will we see exploration outside the core of the Bakken?
That probably in that level is going to still be skewed more towards core, and that would arguably, and it translates on our analysis, to about 5 to 7% per annum growth in the Williston Basin. So we see the Williston Basin troughing at a little below 1 million barrels. This is overly precise, but 940 barrels, something like 940,000 barrels, and then growth resumes. And when you exit the decade, you're back in a neighborhood of about 1.1. You're approaching 1.1 million barrels.
Actually, I think that pretty much coincides with where the state budget is looking at the production dipping down in 2017 to somewhere around 900 or 950,000 barrels. Of course, you know, it's really the price. If you can predict the price, the production is a smaller percentage of the fluctuation. The other big issue that I think in terms of an analyst, we're very excited about the Dakota Access Pipeline taking, you know, 350 to 450,000 barrels of Bakken oil into Illinois and then into the Gulf of Mexico. What's that do and the ability to export do to the long-term vision for the Williston Basin?
The Williston Basin, one of the other elements of the economic challenge, and one reason why it resides kind of in the upper 60s versus, say, upper 50s break point for break even, has been net differentials. And differentials at times have run over $10 net discount relative to NYMEX benchmark. Those numbers have now come in to more in the neighborhood of $6 to $7 a barrel. And what a pipeline basically does is there's actually a whole layer of things, and sometimes it's lost on the broader community, a whole layer of things that are generally positive if you need to do resource development. It lowers transportation costs, and so it has the effect of potentially taking another half a dollar, a dollar out of the netbacks or the discounts you have to receive for selling your crude in the Williston Basin. It's environmentally, although there's episodes that are they're environmental challenges, but environmentally, relative to rail, generally it is not only the most cost effective, it's also the most environmentally benign form of transportation. And so really for those two core reasons, both economic and environmental, in terms of developing a resource, it's very important. And what that does also for the Williston is the Williston at one point about 70% of the evacuation or the transport of Williston Basin crude was on rail. Now that inverts and you're talking about numbers that are much more in the minority being on rail, and systems like this against production backdrop can potentially drive those percentages even a bit higher.
John, thanks for being our guest today. We look forward to seeing you at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in May. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Todd, thanks for your help as well.
Ron, thank you. You're Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions. Representative Kramer's answers tomorrow. What's on your mind? Join us.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.